Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind takes first base on ball four. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Lind scores. There goes Langford trying to get to third. Heilman throws the ball into Tavener, who relays the ball to McManus, who tags Langford for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. George Smith now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. McManus reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Langford strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive towards right. Heilman catches it and throws to first to double up Burns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Noon hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice is hit by the pitch. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hodapp is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Langford moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Noon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Summa moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell is walked intentionally. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball towards center. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. Summa scores. Sewell scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lind hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Lind reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Langford bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lind scores. It's 6-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Larry Woodall. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tavener scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Easterling pinch hits for Johnny Noone. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Bill Sweeney now playing first base. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Smith drops the ball. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Hodapp moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball towards center field. Rice drops the ball. He retrieves the ball and throws it towards home. Hargrave tags Sewell out. Hodapp tags and scores. Hudlin tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lind is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Rice reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer scores. Rice moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rice scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Langford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Hargrave fields it and throws to first for the out. Langford moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Burns reaches second base with a double. Fothergill throws the ball into McManus, who tags Burns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Langford scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Summa bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Al Wingo pinch hits for George Smith. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrave scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Sweeney moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sweeney scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 8-6, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.